On the 30th of April, 1975, I was a member of the National Security Council staff at the White House. I wrote two memos to Henry Kissinger, because remember, I was a fairly junior guy, and there were other very senior people on this mission. And I had seen the situation based on my 6 years' experience serving in Vietnam, and I wrote to Henry Kissinger, who was then Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, that Saigon could fall in as little as 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It depended entirely on the North Vietnamese. They had total control. They outnumbered and outgunned the South Vietnamese. And without the U.S. Air Force, there was no chance that the South Vietnamese could ever defeat the North or hold them back. And I said there would be as many as 1 million people who would want to leave, and that these provisions needed to be made. I remember that issue of Life magazine in June 27, 1969, 6 pages. It's like looking at a yearbook of dead young Americans. So painful, the terrible sacrifice. How do we reconcile those? So we have to be so careful in making commitments, because when you make a commitment, people believed in America. In those days, there was a sense of communism was this inexorable force. It was sweeping everywhere, and people believed in the world. The one thing that could stop communism was the United States of America. We'd done it in Berlin, in Germany, in South Korea, and now Vietnam was to be the next. All those people, all the employees who worked for us, all the young school teachers, people who loved Vietnam and who were so passionate about wanting to live in freedom and not wanting to live in communism. So everybody's going to Vietnam now, and Vietnam looks like we won the war. If you showed up and you see it, you say, oh, I see, we won the war after all. It's capitalism, it's business, it's modern things, and people are free in Vietnam now to do everything except politics and change their government.